Welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcasting tip, where I'll be sharing 30 tips on how coaches can begin to nurture listeners into leads while positioning themselves as a trusted authority with their very own podcast. Want to get leads and business from your podcast? You're in the right place. Hi, this is Anne-Marie and welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcast tip for coaches and consultants who want to launch a podcast to nurture listeners into leads, get clients and build their business with their podcast. This is tip number 20. Want to find the right audience for your podcast? Now, you've probably heard many marketers say that you need to share more content across more platforms with more frequency so that your message can cut through the noise. So does that mean you need to get your podcast across as many social media platforms as you can, as often as you can? No, I disagree with this and I'll tell you why. Especially if you are a change maker and looking to position yourself as a trusted authority, a thought leader in your industry. So while other marketing coaches are saying more, I'm actually saying less is more, especially when it comes to your thought leader podcast. So not more social media platforms, but the right platform. And when it comes to the right platform for you, it's finding out where the majority of your ideal clients are hanging out and then making sure you're focusing on that platform or those platforms. You might find there's a couple of platforms that your ideal clients are specifically hanging out on. So rather than being distracted and being stretched way too thin because you're trying to share your podcast across as many social media, you know, platforms as you can, as often as you can, think about these things. Where does your ideal client hang out? What are they interested in learning more about? And what's their most pressing need that you can speak into? If you're targeting a cold audience, so that means people that may not have yet heard about you, then you need to also ask, how do they prefer to consume the content? In a bite-sized piece or format, followed maybe by a link where they can listen to the full show? Do they prefer to read first rather than, say, have an audiogram or a video if you're also incorporating videos into your podcast? Or maybe you're going to use a combination of micro content to bring new audience, people who may not yet know you, back to your full episode. These are just some of the things that you want to consider when you're thinking about where do I find the right audience now for the podcast episodes that I've produced that are out there ready to be consumed. So, where do you find the right podcast audience? On the platforms where your ideal client hangs out, because the right podcast audience is an audience of your ideal clients. So get clear on who your ideal client is first, then go out and find out where they're hanging out, and then focus on that platform first. I'll see you in the next tip. Do you feel like the world's best kept secret and thinking about starting a podcast to build your visibility and reach? Or maybe you've started a podcast, but you're just not generating the results you'd hoped for. Go ahead and access my profitable and purposeful podcasting masterclass, where I'll show you how, with the right strategy in place, you can begin to nurture listeners into leads from your very first episode. Go to www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.